Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's only a few guys who kind of, when you mention Dodgers, that I still like. Dave Roberts is one of them. And one of the others is joining us right now, Jerry Hairston Jr. I love talking Dodger baseball with Jerry, and very kind of him to come on ahead of this two-game series. Jerry, I'm to the Padres, this is a big deal. To the Dodgers, I assume it's just another series, although the Padres are the team, along with Arizona, closest to them in the standings. So I'm sure that the Padres have at least, if nothing else this year, got the Dodgers' attention.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Dodgers definitely have taken notice of what's going down in San Diego, especially after the last game, that walk-off win, where the young Renfro was able to take Kenley Jansen deep for a walk-off win. So it's never an easy series because of proximity of San Diego and L.A. And you understand that they continue to improve. And, you know, they got a good young and up-and-coming team, and they're hungry.
Jerry, clearly, you know, you're not the only one feeling like this. ESPN has picked up that Tuesday night game between the Dodgers and the Padres. Clayton Kershaw versus Chris Paddock for the Padres should be a good matchup. What have you seen from Clayton Kershaw this year? Because there was a lot of people writing him off, and yet, I mean, no surprise to myself, he comes back and has been terrific early on in this season.
Well, you know, I know, Tony, you're a huge Kobe Bryant fan. You know, as Kobe Bryant got a little older, he lost a little bit of his fastball, so he started to add more of a post game to his game. So Clayton Kershaw has kind of done the same thing. You know, he doesn't throw that 95 to 97 mile an hour fastball anymore. So what he has done is he's added a cutter. Now, he gets mad at me every time I call it a cutter. He says it's a slider. But make no mistake about it, it's a cutter. Kind of like Andy Pettit used to have years ago, Al Leiter as well. So it's been an effective pitch. He rarely throws the four-seam fastball. When he does, it's usually a way to the right-handed batter. But he's added that cutter / slider, and it's been a really good effective pitch. And, you know, he doesn't have the velocity that he had, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, but he still gets out.
Jerry, the Dodgers missed Chris Paddock the first time around, but I'm very sure they're well aware of what he's been doing. His numbers are off the charts. It's a big challenge for him, obviously, to face this great Dodger team, but what are the guys saying, or have you heard anything about them getting an opportunity to go up against this young phenom?
Well, I think you just call them the right word for him, a phenom. You know, he's a guy that I'm excited to watch. You know, I know he runs the fastball up there pretty good, and I hear he's got a couple of array of off-speed pitches. And if I'm not mistaken, I hear he's got as good a changeup as anybody.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen him up close. But I can't wait to see him throw. And I know he's probably going to try to rise to the challenge of having Clayton Kershaw on the other side. I know a lot of pitchers say, well, hey, I don't really care who's on the other side. Come on, man. Everybody knows who's on the other side.
Yeah.
Who you're facing. And usually young guys, especially with stuff, like to kind of compare themselves to, you know, to the guys that have been doing it for quite a long time. So I'm excited to see him throw.
Jerry Hairston Jr., Spectrum Sports Net LA, joins us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Jerry, Cody Bellinger has seemingly taken that next step, at least early on. Dave Roberts issued that challenge early in the season about, guys, if you want an everyday playing time, you're going to have to do it against both lefties and righties. Cody Bellinger has done that. He came here in San Diego and had a little bit of an injury where his shoulder popped out of place and popped right back in. How has he fared since he's come back? I see he's still swinging it well. Is there any concerns that the shoulder may be an issue long term?
I don't think it's going to be an issue long term. He says he's fine. He's still swinging the bat extremely well. He had a multi-hit game yesterday, playing great defense in right field and at first base. You know, it's amazing. You know, it's great to see young players develop and really reach their potential. And,
yeah.
You know, I always thought Cody Bellinger could be a 280 to 290 hitter, obviously run into 40 to possibly 50 home runs on a good year. But he has really taken to, you know, the Ken Griffey Jr. motto when we were kids. Tony, your father was probably the best to ever do it as far as making contact with two strikes. He wants to be, you know, the Ken Griffey Jr. when he's ahead of the count, 2-1, 2-0, when he's looking to drive a baseball. When he gets the two strikes, you guys should look up his average. When he's hitting with two strikes, it's above 350. That's
wow.
Insane. What he's doing now is he tells himself, all I want to do is touch the baseball with two strikes. I'm not looking to drive it. I just want to make contact. I'll look to go the other way and get my hits. And now he has expedited the process, that learning curve. And in my opinion, outside of Mike Trout, is the best player in all of baseball. He does everything. He runs. He has a cannon in right field. He's got great range at first base in the outfield. Hits for power, hits for average. So he's kind of the mix of Ken Griffey Jr., you know, when he's ahead of count, and Tony Gwynn Sr. when he's got two strikes.
And he's mean, too, because he threw out Steven Strasburg trying to get a single from right field. That was cold-blooded, man.
Cold-blooded!
Yeah, it was. Hey, Jerry Hairston Jr. is with us. I'm going to ask about the bullpen a little bit, Jerry, because look, that's been the one bugaboo, if there's been a bugaboo for the Dodgers the last couple of years. How do they feel about this year's version of the bullpen? Jansen is getting it done. Baez has seemed to bounce back nicely. Floro, I think gave up a grand slam the other night, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't think he's given up an earned run. So, I mean, he's been pitching all right. Sounds like they've got a few arms there. Are they happy with what they have?
I think they're happy with what they have. There's always room for improvement. They're still searching and trying to find who the eighth inning guy will be. I was hoping it'd be Joe Kelly. They signed him to a 3-year deal. He's been off to a slow start, but he's been pitching a lot better of late. Floral has done a nice job. Baez has really done a great job of coming in, throwing strikes, getting outs. The one wild card that I've really been impressed with has been Julio Urias.
Mm, yeah.
He's a young guy who started this season as a starter. Now they want to limit his innings, so they have put him in the bullpen, and I think they're starting to find something with him. You know, maybe down the stretch, do they use him as a hater type of lefty? You know, coming in and getting some tough hitters out, maybe extending him to 2+ innings if need be. But, you know, coming out of the bullpen, he's going 97, 98 miles an hour. So, you know, he's a guy that could be a weapon down the stretch.
Long term, Jerry, is that how they see him, you know, being used out of the bullpen? Or are they going to use him out of the bullpen as necessary like they have been thus far?
They're going to use him out of the bullpen this season because they want to keep his innings down. But, no, Tony, make no mistake about it, man. He's a starter.
Okay.
This kid has 3+ pitches. I love his slider now. I think he's learned it from Clayton Kershaw. Excellent breaking ball, great changeup as well. The changeup kind of has a little bit like a screwball type action. Not Fernando Valenzuela-esque, but getting there. And he's got a great fastball. So he's going to be a starter down the road. But right now, to kind of limit his innings, they're putting him in the bullpen.
That's just too bad. The Dodgers, again, just coming up short when it comes to depth and pitching and all of these unbelievable things. This is a great team. Jerry Hairston Jr. is with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Last thing for me, Jerry, how do you think Manny Machado is going to be received Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium? He got a pretty good chorus of boos from the L.A. fans who came down here to San Diego a couple weeks ago.
He's going to be greeted with a ray of booze. I think it's going to be 90% booze, and the 10% that won't be is probably Padre fans. But you know what? As a player, if you're Manny Machado, I welcome it. You know, because that means you're a marked man. You've made an impression. You're an elite player. So you understand that it just comes with the territory. I think it was Reggie Jackson who said, they don't boo nobody. You know,
right.
So
true
especially
story.
When you're the visiting player. Now, I got booed when I was a home player. I don't think that's as good. but when you're the visiting player, I think you welcome it.
J. Jerry, great talking with you as always. We always look forward to Dodger Padres series, but even more so now that we always get a chance to talk with you. Enjoy the games this week and continue enjoying the season. Appreciate your time.
Thanks,
Jerry. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Anytime, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.